This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You dialed toll free to join us here if you want. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Coming up, Venezuelans now looting corpses, because that's how desperate they are. On the way also, Johnson, you've got a story for us about PayPal. We're going to talk about apparently their fee structure, which doesn't sound like a particularly interesting subject on its own, but there's more to this and why you should care about that coming up here in moments, what it means to cryptocurrency. But your calls and thoughts are welcome, so we'll start out this hour with Free Market Penguin. He's on our Discord call-in lines over on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to call about this topic just because I happen to have listened to an NPR show, an entire NPR show about this film featuring the guy that made it. I don't know if it's the producer, but also the cameraman.
You're talking about Combat Obscura, the movie we were talking about in the first hour?
Okay,
yeah.
Combat Obscura.
So just for listeners who aren't familiar, this is the movie, just like people always tuning in here. There's Marines who had, like, you know, military video equipment. Their job was to record, you know, the reality of combat or whatever. And then, of course, the Marines put out their official version of this footage. And the guy who shot it held on to all the footage, apparently, and much to the Marines' chagrin, put out his version of this this movie with all the stuff the Marines didn't want you to see. So, sorry, you were saying you saw a report on NPR about this?
Yeah, well, no, it was a whole hour-long like show with featuring the cameraman and the I don't know if he was a producer, the guy, you know, the guy behind the film. I think also was a Marine. I'm not actually sure if it was a Marine. He might have just been a documentarian. But
no, it was a full crew of Marines.
Yeah, but the one guy was specifically the cameraman that you mentioned there.
Yeah.
I wanted this. The one thing that I remember that really stuck out at me while I was on hold, you actually mentioned it. The when they came upon the shopkeeper who they had actually shot him, but they'd actually, I assume they had like a recon team or something, like, you know, get him from a distance. They had to go pretty high up the chain of command to get the green light to shoot at somebody without being shot at first. But they came upon the shopkeeper who they determined actually was not what they assumed he was doing was they seen him near a road on a cell phone, which means that I guess battalion or whoever command will approve them to take him out, because he was doing, like, you know, he's calling in, you know, scouting, doing recon for the Taliban. And so they shot him, killed him, and then...
Wow, so because a guy was on his cell phone means that he's doing recon for the Taliban and deserves death.
That's how it is. And, plenty of times in Iraq, I mean, you see a guy on a cell phone near and looking at a road, he's dead, I mean, depending on the rules of engagement. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's accounts of that.
It's crazy.
And you wonder why they're so pissed off that the troops are there. Foreign troops.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't even walk down the street with a cell phone in your hand without getting shot at. That's nuts.
Just like the hero, the American sniper, they made that movie that all the conservatives went to.
Mm-hmm.
They he resorted to putting out like scraps of metal, I think copper or something of value, out in the street just to get some men of fighting age, so I guess between 13 and 40 or 15 and 50 or whatever, to go retrieve it. And then he would just pick them off.
Him. Damn.
Yeah. American hero. Yeah, made a whole movie about him. But you have to wonder that after all, you know, they say that there are troops deployed now that weren't even alive when the war started.
That's right.
And that would be the same for the Taliban.
18 years. Yeah, great point.
And they're not the same people. They're not the same individuals. They're not fighting for the same reasons. They're going to keep – who do you think they're fighting? Is the Taliban an army that is just sending – just training and sending millions and millions of men into this country to fight a war against America? No. They're just Afghan people. They're going to continue fighting, and they will never stop until foreign troops and foreign puppet forces. Just today,
that's the same is true for this country, right? Like, if there were occupying forces in the United States, we've asked our callers, you know, the militaristic callers, this a zillion times over the years is, yeah, well, if the Chinese were occupying your streets, wouldn't you fight against them? And they're all like, well, yeah. So it's the same exact thing would happen here.
Yeah, they're not some group. They're not some army, some nation. They are literally people who are going to keep recruiting numbers until foreign troops and the puppet army. Well, I was going to say it's the Afghan troops, or the Afghan military and government spokesmen are saying there's no way if you draw down these troops, if you take this unit out of our country, there's no way we'll keep a hold of this country. They'll take over right away. Ragtag farmers.
Mm-hmm.
That have been killed many, their numbers have been depleted many times over, but they will never stop getting recruits.
All right, because every innocent shopkeeper that gets killed, every house that gets bombed is another reason to sign up for the Taliban and, you know, do what you got to do.
So in that scene, actually, what happens is they're actually hiding the body because the ANA, Afghan National Army troops, are telling them they need to hide the body because they don't want the locals to see that. Because, mm-hmm. of course, that's just more recruitment material for the Taliban.
Yep. Doesn't look so good.
It's disgusting, yeah.
Thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else, Free Market Penguin?
Absolutely. No, that was it. But that really struck out on me. I just wanted to share that. It's just disgusting. They think this is some kind of a war, not a war. It's just basically continuous murder in another country, and we're not fighting an enemy force. We are fighting literally the people in that country, and we call them the Taliban. So,
good call. Thanks for making it. Appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can call in and sound great on Discord, just like he did there. Discord server is over at discord.lrn.fm. Johnson, PayPal. A lot of people have PayPal account. You've got one. I got one. I probably got three. It's ubiquitous online. If you use eBay, you pretty much have to have a PayPal account, right? They bought, what did they buy? eBay years ago, I think it was.
And then they sold them off. I don't know what's true about eBay now.
Okay.
I think it's still like pretty much the de facto standard.
Yeah. At
the very least.
So PayPal has a huge installed user base across the planet. And so when they change their fees, some people are going to take notice, but this is more than about just their fees. Johnson, tell me where you know, where's the story from? What's going on?
So the story is from newsbtc.com.
Okay.
And so
Bitcoin
it's about
site.
Yeah, new PayPal fee structure shows why we need crypto and Bitcoin, and I think it's, you know, pretty evident. I mean, PayPal's kind of been this organization that a lot of people wanted to get away from for a long time because of how they treat their customer, which is poorly,
yeah,
to say the least.
This is what I've heard over the years. I'm so fortunate to have not had any real nightmares with PayPal.
I mean, I just wish that one of these big companies, like I've been hoping that a Google or an Amazon would create an auction site. You know, something
to compete with eBay.
No competition with eBay really exists. There are other auction sites out there, but they've all been pretty terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're so far removed from being good. It would take, a company that has the ability to put, a little bit of a chunk of change into some development. But I feel like it could be improved over eBay pretty quickly. At any rate, PayPal, you know, which basically was first to market with that, so PayPal and eBay as their, you know, as a combination when they were the same company, got market dominance by just basically being first to market.
Yep.
Well, now they've recently announced that PayPal will be keeping all sellers' fees when processing a refund going forward. So formerly, if somebody needed to get a refund, everything would be refunded. You know, they'd be like, okay, no harm, no foul. We erase the entire transaction. It's just like it never happened. Now PayPal is interjecting themselves and saying, well, we process the transaction, so we're keeping all the fees. And those fees, in most cases, are pretty large. You know, they charge a pretty good-sized chunk of change for those fees. And I'm not just talking listing fees. I'm talking about the processing fee. That 40 cents plus 2.9% or whatever that is. So if it's a big transaction, they're keeping a lot of money.
Okay, hold on. So I thought you said PayPal doesn't own eBay anymore. So they're not taking the auction fee.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah, you're right.
So you're just saying the PayPal fee, which...
Right.
So whatever, $100 transaction, you're talking about a $3.25 fee or something like that, basically, right? Okay. Look, we'll get into why this matters coming up here in moments.
Well, I think it depends on the size of the transaction, or the size of the fees.
PayPal's pretty straight, 2.9% fee plus a flat.
Well, percent, that's what I'm saying. So if it's a big, huge transaction.
Oh, right. Yeah, more coming up here. We'll continue, and you can share your thoughts with us.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Liquid Chops.
Try Liquid Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with a gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can put whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Whether it's the reality of life in the Marines, which we discussed in the first hour with a new documentary film showing some unpleasantries It's Ian and Johnson, by the way, in the studio with you tonight. Now, getting into the world of finance and PayPal. Coming up with a pretty controversial new policy to actually punish, apparently, sellers of products who issue refunds to their customers. Johnson, you're going to continue with that story. But first, Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. You go to Bitcoin.com. They'll help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy some Bitcoin, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. In fact, they've even got a games site where you can have a little bit of fun with your Bitcoin. You can read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Go to Bitcoin.com and you'll find all of that and more. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. So, Johnson, the story coming out of what was the publication?
It was BTC News.
Ah, yes, that's right. So looking at PayPal, new policy apparently. Is this gone into effect where sellers, if they issue a refund to one of their customers for whatever reason, I guess the reason doesn't matter here, right? They're just going to punish the seller by keeping the fee?
Yeah, pretty much. So
tell me more.
I'm trying to figure out where I left off here. So I believe, so in addition to the seller fee adjustments, PayPal has also announced that it will be altering how it handles, international payments. Transferring funds from one nation to another used to have a flat fee, but will cost a percentage of the total amount transferred. Clearly, any crypto can beat this international transaction fee by more than an insignificant amount. And so the question, of course, being asked here is, could PayPal angering users benefit crypto? According to a report in TechSpot, PayPal has infuriated many of its loyal users with its latest changes to its terms and conditions. Previously, the company would take a small set fee of 30 cents from the seller in each retail transaction occurring on the network, as well as
plus 2.9%
of the value of the goods or service sold. If the buyer requested a refund for whatever reason, the set fee would be kept by PayPal, which makes sense.
There's
to process the transaction.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. But the percentage would be refunded to the seller, which makes sense, right? You have the flat fee for doing the processing work, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of computer work there. There's, you know, hosting the bandwidth and all that stuff. There's got to be fees for the service in general, right?
I didn't even know the 30-cent thing was non-refundable.
Yeah. So 30 cents, I mean, that seems to me, you know, per transaction, 30 cents per transaction, PayPal is still making a killing on that, right?
I mean, they don't have to, to me, like, that should be refundable as well, because it's just a computer system. You're just undoing ledger entries within PayPal.
I know, but computers still do have somewhat of a cost, and they're a huge company, and there's...
Yeah, but what percentage of every transaction, okay, out of 100 transactions on PayPal, what percentage of them are refunded?
Really, that fee should be, like, 3 cents, not 30. But whatever, 30 cents, I'm not going to begrudge them 30 cents for doing it each transaction.
Fair enough.
Right? Whatever.
That's typical. That's pretty typical. Like, if you look at credit card fees, there's usually like a 25-cent fee or 10-cent fee or whatever. Right.
Well, in the latest revision of its policies, as of May 7th, 2019, international payments processing firm, the international payments processing firm, PayPal, has now made it so that it keeps both the set fee and the percentage of the item's value when a refund is requested.
Ooh.
This essentially is the same as charging a seller for the customer changing their mind about purchase.
That's huge. That's a huge hit to people. Because we've known people that have done online stores. I mean, you've got one, libertyminded.com, but you're not using... Are you using PayPal?
No.
You're not using PayPal. So you've got your own credit card processing thing going on there.
I might offer PayPal as an option.
Yeah,
you might stop.
Yeah. Because there have been people who, you know, and you've worked for some folks that have done online selling, like James Cleveland, our old...
I mean, I've done my own, you know, eBay selling and other selling in the past. Like, in fact, and let me make this point, and then I'll echo it with one of my own. They said the report in TechSpot, so there was, I guess, a TechSpot report on this, highlights the unfairness of the amendment with an example in which a seller must refund a $1,000 purchase at a cost of $29 to themselves. No. I'm thinking with the fact when I sold a Mini Cooper on eBay before.
A car.
Uh-huh. I sold a car, and I think I sold a car.
I didn't know you had a Mini Cooper.
I didn't. I was managing the sale for someone else. I was managing the sale for someone else. But, you know, it was over $20,000.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine, you know, what that... You know, it's going to be. I also, for that same person, managed a sale of a $6,000, Cannondale bicycle. you know, imagine, you know, paying whatever, like 200 or, you know, 200 and some odd dollars because the buyer changed their mind. That stuff happens all the time.
Right.
And PayPal's, you know, making it's ridiculous.
Well, and then also, I think something worth pointing out here about selling things on eBay, for instance, because, again, this is going to hit a lot of eBayers because mm-hmm. they all use PayPal. They basically have to to sell on eBay. People who are selling for business, you know, this is what they do. Their margins aren't that, you know, great. Like, it's frustrating when you get a refund because you've got to spend time to process that refund. And you're not getting paid for that. Right. You're taking back a product from somebody who, maybe the customer was a scam artist. Maybe, you know, they were dishonest. Maybe they lied. Who knows? Or maybe they just honestly got the wrong thing or whatever, right? Like, there's different reasons why these things can happen. But either way, it's costly on its own to process a refund. Above a certain amount of returns, some of these sites will punish you, from what I understand.
Right.
I remember James Cleveland complaining because every refund that was asked for by a customer was a huge ding against his eBay account, and if he didn't keep a certain level of, you know, if his refunds went over a certain amount, I don't know what it was low, then he would, like, lose his pro seller status, he would lose, you know, he'd be punished, that he wouldn't make as much money because of doing that. I mean, so now you add to that all that stress, the fact that every time you get a refund, you lose significant money, 3% of every sale.
Yeah.
You can't just turn around and raise the price again on the next customer.
Right.
So especially if you're doing like Think Penguin, where you currently work, thinkpenguin.com that sells, you know, computer hardware, you can't just turn around and increase the next cost of a laptop 3% just because somebody decided to send one back. You have to eat that cost. That's brutal.
Yeah. I mean, I have a feeling this could result if people are still going to be required to sell on PayPal, that there'll be some sort of a database of customers that request refunds. You'd better be real careful about requesting a refund in the future, because I think what's going to happen is that businesses are going to start opting into like a refund request service where they mark
a problem customer.
They mark customers that request refunds. So if you request a refund, you're going to get in a database. And, you know, people will start blocking these customers. You just won't even be able to buy from people.
Wow.
That's my guess as to what would happen, because that's what I would want to do as a – and, you know, I don't want a seller who's going
to –
you know,
You don't want to sell to a high-risk customer at this point. I mean, it used to be risky anyway just selling to strangers over the Internet. Now they can hurt you if they refund – you know, if they refund you.
Yeah, it's a huge – 30 cents is one thing. 3% is a huge difference.
What if somebody wants to particularly target you?
Right.
What if somebody doesn't like your business and they want to order stuff from you, then do the refund, and then hit you for however much money that is?
Right.
I mean, it sounds crazy, but it could happen.
Yeah.
So there's more here about, you know, how can cryptocurrency help this, this situation? 855-450-FREE. And it definitely will. The question is, will the PayPal people who are mad about this find out about crypto? Because there's not necessarily a, you know, a connection here. You're going to have to somehow alert them to it. 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have the worst laws of any country anywhere in the world. If you got rid of catch and release, chain migration, visa lottery.
President Trump speaking at the White House on Tuesday. The president also says he's doing what he can to stop illegal immigration. On Capitol Hill on Tuesday, House Democrats are going after Attorney General William Barr over his decision to join a lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act.
I mean, the president's made clear that he wants a strong health care legislation, and he wants to protect pre-existing conditions in the event that the court accepts the legal arguments that we've presented.
He worries about it so much so that you're pursuing a case that would take it away from them.
Well,
the irony of that is rich.
Florida Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist responding to Barr there. Democrats point out that striking down Obamacare would cause tens of millions of people to lose their insurance. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if you're going to pay for something on PayPal and you kind of know the person, better to do the friends and family thing, because they do have that method, Johnson. That's, you know, kind of how I usually do things if I can, because then they don't charge you a fee. Because ultimately, if you're just moving money within PayPal, there's no real cost to that beyond running whatever the server is. Right? Like, if you've got a PayPal account, I've got a PayPal account, there's a balance in both of those, you know, in one or the other PayPal accounts, and the person with the balance goes to pay the other person, well, then you haven't had to, you know, dock money out of somebody's credit card. You haven't had to pull money out of a bank account. The money was already there in PayPal's ledger. They are charging you to move money across their own ledger. And they're charging you a lot of money. And, in fact, now with this new development starting on May 7th, I think you said it was.
Well, the change to the terms is on May 7th. I don't know if this is started immediately or if it's starting soon.
Presumably, if they're going to change the terms, it would start immediately. But whatever, they're going to, very soon, they're going to implement this new policy that sellers will have to eat the fees that they, you know, there's a cut taken out of the amount.
Or they're going to backpedal over the outrage, but we'll see.
They may backpedal, which is fine.
That's good.
Let's see. One of our chatters in our Discord server, Randcap, says that apparently eBay is no longer requiring PayPal.
Right.
Which it used to be that they, because they owned PayPal, owned eBay. But now eBay apparently is launching their own payments system. So they're competing with PayPal. That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
I'll be sure to
imagine if that becomes the next PayPal.
Well,
eBay spawns another payment service.
So we're talking about alternatives here, Johnson, and you've got more to the story from NewsBTC, I think it was, about, like, what is cryptocurrency going to do to, you know, how can cryptocurrency solve this situation for people?
Yeah. And so it says here, examples as such as the recent irking of PayPal users could eventually provide an opportunity for Bitcoin and other cryptos. Essentially, PayPal justifies its fee-taking as the cost of ensuring trust between two parties. They act as mediator between two individuals or companies that may not know each other and can charge what they want for the service. Bitcoin and other cryptos do not rely on a central authority to provide mediation. This role is distributed among all the network's miners, and therefore no one party can make any demands on the network's users as PayPal can do on a whim.
Sure, PayPal wants to freeze your account. They can freeze your account. If PayPal wants to shut you down, they can shut you down. If they want to raise the fees, they can raise the fees. Yep. And all you can do is you know, take your ball and go home. Yep. If you can, if they haven't locked your account down.
Right. PayPal also makes its money from users when they send money from one country to another. The firm used to charge a flat fee for the service. However, with the latest terms and conditions changes, it has announced that it will now charge a variable fee of 5%. This international transaction fee will be no more than $4.99 and no less than 99 cents. Since the fee is capped, those sending smaller sums of money are penalized with harsh fees of 5% or even more, whilst those sending huge sums of money will only pay less than the $5 maximum.
This was international, you said?
Yes.
International transfers?
Yeah.
Okay.
The real impact of this is that the poorest are effectively charged the most.
Again, this is within PayPal, right?
Right.
We're talking about from somebody with a
PayPal
Chinese
to PayPal
account,
yeah,
to somebody with a U.S. PayPal account.
Yeah. Compare this with cryptocurrency. Crypto, like Bitcoin, does not care which imaginary lines it has to travel across to get to its destination.
Nope.
Sending Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, or Litecoin to your friend sat next to you or to the furthest points around the world will from you.
Some of these Bitcoin websites, man, the editing's terrible.
Yeah. It says sending Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, or Litecoin to your friend sat next to you or to the furthest point around the world from you.
Probably not written by an English speaker, would be my guess. Native English speaker.
Yeah. Costs exactly the same. As these payment networks continue to mature, it is likely that the harsh fee structures PayPal gets away with imposing will be a thing of the past. Likewise, crypto.
But what's PayPal, before you go on, what's PayPal going to do as a result of that? Like, if Bitcoin starts to take off, if people start to really...
Well, PayPal's trying to make its own cryptocurrency.
Are they?
Apparently, yeah, they've been looking into it, supposedly, so...
Well, they better stop looking and start doing, because, you know, the cryptocurrency world's going to leave them behind. But, you know, what are they going to do? Are they going to actually lower their fees if they feel like they're losing business to cryptocurrency? And how would they really know? I mean, they'll know when people stop using their service, but they won't necessarily know why, unless people want to give them feedback on the way out the door.
They do, I believe, have a some sort of... like survey on the
like
way.
An exit survey.
Yeah, they do have like an exit survey. So the last thing said here is that likewise, crypto cannot withhold services to individuals in the same way that PayPal can and has done previously. Yeah, that's true too. PayPal has been really kind of horrible to, you know, some activists and other people by they just yank their accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So PayPal is definitely not pro freedom in many, many instances. PayPal is entirely Bitcoin is entirely permissionless and censorship resistant, meaning that no one can stop anyone else from using it.
Well, I mean, you can't stop somebody from using Bitcoin, but right now what we're seeing with Bitcoin is the network is getting loaded up again with some transactions. Now, apparently the claim is that there's some company that's been spamming the network with transactions, which costs money to do, by the way, because every transaction on the Bitcoin network involves a fee.
Right.
And so what's been happening, again, kind of like happened early in 2017, which was before the big Bitcoin run-up happened, but in early 2017, we started seeing fees go from, you know, 10 cents a Bitcoin transaction to $1 to $2 per Bitcoin transaction. And right now, it's between $1 and $2 to get your Bitcoin transaction in the next block, as they call it. And that means that it would happen, it would be confirmed within the next 10 minutes, basically. That's what that means. And that's not good. So at a dollar or two for a fee on Bitcoin, that's not going to be attractive to people, you know, making purchases on PayPal. If you're under $50 or whatever, it's going to be about on par with the PayPal fees. So Bitcoin's got a huge problem that the programmers haven't solved yet. I mean, we've been talking about this for years, and they haven't solved the problem. In fact, apparently, some of the programmers on Bitcoin, now, this is hearsay. I have not seen this statement for myself, but I've heard some of them are talking about making the block size smaller, making it so they can't fit as many transactions as they can today in each block on the Bitcoin blockchain. And the blockchain, for listeners that don't know, is the public ledger that is sort of the guts or the backing of the Bitcoin network. And so that would be insane because it would likely lead to even higher prices for Bitcoin transactions. But luckily there are, thousands of other cryptocurrencies out there, many of which are, the top 10 or top 20 are pretty viable as far as being able to use like Dash or Bitcoin Cash or some of these alternatives to be able to send value around. And in those cases, you're talking about, sub 1 cent fees. You're talking about next to nothing
right.
to send across the globe, any amount of money.
So last year, PayPal filed a patent, apparently, to speed up off-network transactions. They've been doing some other, they've been filing some other cryptocurrency-based patents.
Huh.
So, who knows what they're possibly doing. And this happened last year, in fact, almost to the year. So, pretty interesting. So PayPal may be getting involved in crypto there on their own, but I don't know if it's going to be too late. If they're making decisions like this now, they're going to get...
They're left behind.
Yeah, they're going to get left behind.
Good. Which is what should happen.
Yeah.
To these big banking institutions. I'm not going to shed any tears when they finally, turn to dust after losing to cryptocurrencies. That would be ideal.
I mean, people hate PayPal, and I've always hated PayPal. And the only reason why people used PayPal is because they were forced to because of eBay.
That's a huge reason.
People are going to bail on PayPal. I think PayPal will be remembered like MySpace, almost identical.
You think so?
Yeah, I think PayPal is going to end up very much going a MySpace route.
Well, for now, you can still join the AMP program through PayPal over at amp.freetalklive.com. But we have alternatives, like just straight-up credit card. We've got a separate credit card processor that is not PayPal. And then also there's Bitcoin BTC that will allow you to join the AMP program as well over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. We got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100th East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Johnson.
And of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you over there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We're talking crypto. Specifically in response to the ridiculous, outrageous fee structure that they made some changes over at PayPal to make it even worse than ever for sellers. If you get a refund, well, sorry, you lose the fee. The customer paid.
Yeah.
So the customer gets the whole refund back, I presume, right?
Right. Yeah, they would get everything.
But they dock it out of what you took. I guess, wait a minute. How does that work? So if PayPal refunds all the money to the customer, do they then dock an extra fee from you? Because normally wouldn't when a customer pays...
I'm guessing that the customers are no longer going to get the
full amount.
The full amount.
So that's going to piss off both buyer and seller in that case.
Yeah, everyone is going to hate PayPal.
Well, all righty then.
Yeah.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to. Speaking of cryptocurrency, you want to learn how to take it? It's way easier than you think. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. Our friends over at AnyPay.global, they've set up this new website, helpmetakebitcoin.com, to walk you through, step by step, the easy steps that you have to complete before you can accept payment in things like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Dash or Zcash at your point of sale, you know, brick and mortar, real life business. How do you take crypto? Super easy. Just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. You've heard the news about PayPal. There's no better time than now to start this process. You're not too late. I realize there's a lot of people out there that feel like they missed the boat on this cryptocurrency thing. Let me tell you, we're just beginning to see cryptocurrency's impact on the world economy. There's still not enough people that are filtering out of the banking system and the PayPals of the world and going into crypto. But the more they screw people, and they will continue to screw people, The more they do it, the more Western Union and MoneyGram raise their fees, the more PayPal starts jacking people around, because again, it was also international transfers. They're now doing 5% apparently within PayPal. Again, this is just PayPal moving money within their own system. The fees are just getting more and more ridiculous. And over time, people are going to look for other options. And at some point, somebody's going to say to them, hopefully, hey, did you know you could send me, like if it's, you know, somebody on the other side of the world, hey mom, did you know you could send me money, or I can send you money through Bitcoin? We can use Bitcoin instead of MoneyGram or PayPal. And then instead of 5% or 50 bucks or whatever, you know, fee, the, you know, ridiculous fee is they have, it's going to be a fraction of, well, if it's Bitcoin, it might be a buck or two. But, you know, if it's Bitcoin Cash or Dash or one of these other ones, you're talking about a penny or less.
Hey, a buck's still better than $5.
It's still better, but it's not anything to get too excited about. But these other cryptos, you know, you don't have to have Bitcoin BTC.
Right.
Like Coinbase and a lot of these other sites, Uphold.com, they'll take your Bitcoin Cash directly and convert it into fiat money, if that's what you want to do with it. They'll take Coinbase doesn't take Dash, but Uphold.com does. So some of these things you don't even have to convert to Bitcoin to get out of. So there are absolutely solutions available for whether it be sellers or family members sending money across the world. It's just a no-brainer. Anyway, if you want to learn how to take it at your retail establishment, go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's helpmetakebitcoin.com. As we go to Liberty Phoenix, he's on the line in Illinois. He's on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms.
Evening, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to talk to you guys again.
Yeah, welcome.
I believe you guys opened the show with a discussion about one Marine's take on essentially the psychopathy in the military.
Yeah, what it was a movie, a documentary film that we haven't watched, but it's been getting some news coverage called Combat Obscura. And it is it's real footage filmed by Marines with military equipment that, you know, they were assigned to do this. This was their job, was to get purported real footage of the Marines in combat. And, of course, they, you know, dutifully turned over their footage to the Marines, and they pumped out whatever propaganda piece that they pumped out of it. And the guy who shot the footage somehow managed to keep all the footage and put his own movie together, which showed the, let's say, less than proud scenes involving some of these Marines. Well, no, it wasn't even a director's cut, because it wasn't of the same, he didn't recut the Marines' propaganda. He just made his own movie from the footage that he shot, which included a lot of stuff that the Marines would not use.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see this film. I spent 5 years in the Marine Corps, 5 years out of a 6-year contract that I was supposed to be in, until I just finally got fed up with it, said, I'm not doing this anymore. I called my corporal. I'm not coming in again. Thankfully, I was in the reserves, and we had heard at 1 AT, you know, if you go AWOL in the reserves, there's really nothing they can do about it, which I did, and nothing really happened, and it was kind of nice. Like, I guess I kind of got lucky in that aspect.
Wow.
But one of the mitigating factors for my decision to refuse to go back, and part of the reason why. The day that I was supposed to go to drill, and I was getting ready and to go and looked at myself in the mirror, getting my uniform all squared away, and I got physically ill, and I vomited.
Wow.
I was just ashamed of myself. And then what that uniform stood for was the actions of a lot of the other Marines in my unit. We were told that we were one of the most combat ready units in the entire Marine Corps, like not just the reserves, but the entire Marine Corps. And It was a joke. Half the people didn't know their jobs. The other half would screw you over. I mean, it's a common thing that you know, if you're supposed to have your cover for formation, you know, your hat.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody didn't, you made sure that you kept yours because someone will snatch it. There is no honor among those thieves. It was ridiculous. And there was several people that were like, yeah, man, I can't wait till we deploy so I can kill some people. Like,
And
not even, that's not even an embellishment. That's not, you know, creative license. That's
you're saying
exactly
it wasn't,
what,
you're saying it wasn't 1 out of 100 people that were like that. It was more common.
Oh, absolutely.
You're talking about like 5 out of 25 or something like that, or what?
Eager to murder. 60 to 70%.
60 to 70% eager to murder?
Heck yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
that's worse than I thought it was.
This mentality. where, you know, it's this groupthink and, you know, that people just feed off of one other. And you know, you don't want to go against the grain and then step against them. I mean, these are your brothers. These are the people that are going to have your
back. They'll murder you. You know, if you go against them, you might end up dead.
My dad was a Marine. He actually killed two of his other Marines when they were on patrol one time, because they were getting high.
What?
He actually got cleared of it, but it's...
He killed them because they were getting high?
Yeah, they were supposedly on point, so they were taking the front of the patrol. This was in country in Vietnam, and they were walking, totally stoned out of their gourd, not off of heroin, which is odd because that would have been the more common drug that they would have been on, not weed. But they were just stoned, had their rifles slung over their shoulders, and they started taking fire. And my dad said that he turned and fired on both of them.
Wow,
because
that's sick.
They weren't paying attention and they took fire. And it just becomes so easy because that's the culture, you know. Every single night when I was in boot camp, we would, before you jump on your rack, I remember there was this saying, this chant that you would say. It was like, something, something, kill, kill, kill. And then you jump up on your rack and you get under your covers. And it's, they drill this mentality that life has no meaning as long as they say it's okay. Which is ironic, considering there was the article, or not the article, but some Facebook post written by a military individual talking about the rules of engagement. And you couldn't fire on people until they fired back at you. But, you know, the U.S. police force have none of that. They're not held to the same standards of rules of engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what does that say about them?
Well, of course, a lot of the cops come from the military.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're like, oh, the shackles are off now. This movie, do you know where it's available?
It said in the article, iTunes has it.
iTunes?
Yeah, it's called Combat Obscura. And again, I haven't seen the film, so.
So is that like the, I wonder if that kill, kill, kill is like the, again, from,
some popular culture thing?
Yeah, well, again, from Full Metal Jacket, what do we do for a living, ladies? Kill, kill, kill. What makes the grass grow? Blood, blood, blood.
This was like the chant as they were working out or whatever, marching.
Full Metal Jacket.
Hey, thanks for the call and sharing those stories, Phoenix. Disturbing 60 to 70% of the people he was in the military with. Very excited to commit murder legally. Thanks for the call and your calls and thoughts. Welcome here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring whatever's on your mind. Hour number 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. We'll talk about grave robbing.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.